Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the Power Business Technology Toshiba Studios, KHTK-AM Sacramento, KYMX HD2 Sacramento, the only station in Sacramento giving you local sports coverage from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Sactown Sports.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
Welcome back. Carmichael Dave, Jason Ross. On your home of the Kings. Sacktown Sports. Where we have not made the playoffs in a year.
True.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
Yeah. What is that? 18 of 19 years? 17 of 18 years?
17 of 18 at the least, yeah. Because I'm trying to remember what, yeah. Yeah, because they made it all the way straight.
06 was the last time.
Yeah. But did they?
17 of 18 years.
Yeah.
Well. Woof.
Let me ask you this. Was Frankie an official insider last year when we made the playoffs? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
So we can't blame this on him.
No. Let's ask him.
Joining us right now, Kings, Sacramento Kings. Insider, Frankie Cardicelli. Good morning, Frankie.
This is not my fault. I can promise I had nothing to do with this.
All right. I mean, I don't like that question you asked back in February, but I don't know if that's why they lost to the Pelicans.
Yeah, there's, if you can equate why they've been losing to the Pelicans this way, I mean, I'd love the answer as well, but it is a sad I don't want to say surprising. Again, I think when you look at this 2023-24 season, a lot of the reasons why they were in that position in the first place, I think the hard part is that it was self-inflicted, all of those games against teams that they quote-unquote should have beaten, the blown leads, et cetera. But, of course, fate brought them back to the Pelicans for one more chance, and it was pretty much like watching the same exact game we've seen five times before over and over again. I'm not sure if that's how you guys took it, but outside of the opening, I think 2-3 minutes where the Kings jumped out to, I think, a 5-6 point lead, It felt like the same exact carbon copy of the game we've seen over and over again. I think that was the most frustrating part, that it wasn't any different at all. Just, it was the same exact game.
Yeah, I was going to ask you why you think they lost Friday, but I think you kind of answered it there, Frank. It just, they couldn't avoid that. Like, it got into the same kind of game, and it may not have been, you know, CJ hitting threes like the last time, or it just seemed like their length, their size everywhere. And the fact that they could guard Sabonis effectively enough, Fox effectively enough, and took Keegan out, I mean, kind of took the legs out of the Kings. It just didn't seem like they could do the effort was there, Frankie. The results were not for the Kings.
Yeah, when you take away what Keegan Murray did, and again, his huge performance against the Warriors, I think it would have been unfair to expect a replication of that performance, but they took him out of the game. They really locked down the Kings' three-point shooting, as they've done all year. I mean, we've seen what kind of team the Kings are, and they can't make three-pointers. They finished tonight, I believe, around 20-21%. You're not going to win many games with that percentages. But also the bench. I mean, their bench was incredible. Larry Nance Jr. had a season high in points scored, and, of course, it was in that game against the Kings. Alvarado, Marshall down the board, they completely outplayed the Kings in the bench game, an area that the Kings have been playing very well as of late as they navigated this period without Malik Monk, Davion Mitchell, and Trey Lyles are two players that really stepped up over the final stretch, and they weren't really pieces of note during that game. So outside of De'Aaron Fox, it really was a game that the Kings were outplayed across the board. And I think, like you said, Jason, that the length from the Pelicans has been an issue for this Kings team all year long, and not just the Pelicans, other teams that, that possess multiple players with defensive wings. They've given the Kings problems. So we knew that it was a problem for this Kings team as far as the personnel goes. They didn't have the answers to match up with New Orleans, and now they go into the summer looking for answers.
If we had this question earlier, is it leaving out nuance if I was to say Keon and Keegan didn't show up?
I mean, they didn't, but I mean, I think when you take it, factor in what, I mean, I guess it's more of a excuse for Keon than Keegan. I mean, Keegan is somebody who has been playing well. He's been in the playoffs before. He's shown up in big games before. I mean, again, in the Golden State series last year, games 5, 6, 7, Keegan averaged, I think, 15 points per game on 50, 40, 90 shooting splits. So just maybe it was the fact that he was playing through an injury. He did tell reporters after the game that were there that he strained his groin in the second half on that fall. So I don't know if that's an excuse or not, but Keon's somebody that hasn't played in big games like this before, and someone that you really don't look to him for. I know he does provide an offensive punch, but he's not someone that you look to as a Kevin Huerter role that's going to go out there and get you 15, 20 points on three-point shooting. He's provided that for the Kings. It's been a huge positive. Maybe that is who he's going to be going forward, but the Kings didn't get enough out of their big guys, and I think that that's what mattered the most, and I don't think it's fair to point fingers at Keon and say he didn't show up. Even if he scored 15 or 20 points, it might not have mattered because you know the butterfly effect of how things transpire over an NBA game. You never know what's going to happen. The Pelicans just outplayed the Kings across the board. They did on Friday. They did it in the other five games before that as well. It just was hard to see if one player could have really made a difference because the scoreboard says a 7-point loss, but it really wasn't that close.
Right.
It was a 20-point game with X amount of minutes left in the fourth quarter. The game was out of reach, and the Kings squeaked back thanks to Fox and some late shots. But, I mean, it's hard to say one player alone could have caused this game to be different.
Sacktown Sports Kings insider Frankie Cardicelli joining us here on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. So, Frankie, now it's on to the next thing already. I mean, that's the way sports works. Today you'll be out there, I'm sure, for the Kings kind of close out exit interviews. Today they'll meet with the coaches, front office, and the media. What are some of the things you're going to try to get out of today when you get a chance to talk to all the guys?
Just looking for sheer honesty and seeing what these guys really think they need to go forward. I think Domantas Sabonis, after his first year with Sacramento, he said he wanted to be involved in the process of off-season moves and acquisitions. He said he wanted to be a part of that. He spoke to us about that 2 summers ago. And I want to see kind of what they say today about that. How hands-on do De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis want to be in finding the answers to what can make this roster a perennial playoff team? And, of course, I think that all fingers and all eyes and ears, but I'll be pointed at Malik Monk. He is the Kings' number one priority this offseason. It's no secret they want to keep him, but it's not really in their control. If one team wants to come in and offer him a 4 years, $100 million, or however much more money the Kings can offer, which is 4 years for $78 million, is that going to be enough to lure him out of Sacramento? I think that De'Aaron Fox has been in multiple forms of I think Chris Biederman from the B had a piece, Tristy Rodriguez of NBC Sports both wrote great pieces on Malik Monk and his upcoming free agency. And De'Aaron Fox had a couple quotes in there just saying Malik's going to go get his money. And it'll be interesting to see if that's going to be what's most important to Malik, because De'Aaron Fox is right. These guys do only have a specific amount of time they can play the game of basketball and be a professional athlete. And I think that setting up their families for the future is very important. And is Malik Monk comfortable up in Sacramento to take that contract and kind of plant his flag here and play the bulk of his prime in Sacramento? We'll see. But I'm interested to see what the guys think about that upcoming process and just the general feel of the ceiling as a whole. I think looking for what went wrong, each guy will probably have a different answer or a different feeling. I think a couple of the first reactions from some of the guys are that they point to those games, like I highlighted earlier in this conversation, the games that they should have quote-unquote won, the Detroits, the Washingtons, and so forth. Just where do they feel like the season unraveled for them? Because it is kind of weird to be sitting here after a 46-36 season where, you know, most King seasons, that would put you in a top 7-6 seed probably. I mean, even a year ago. But this is just the state of the Western Conference today, and I'm intrigued to see what the guys feel and what they think, how things went wrong for them.
Here's what De'Aaron Fox said yesterday.
I mean, obviously, I think he was extremely big for us. You know, people that watch us play know that he should be sixth man of the year, but at the end of the day, you know that this is a business, and I feel like what he gave to us in the 2 years that he has been here, I feel like he showed his value, what he can do for a team, and I mean, I'm happy for him regardless if he's with us or he isn't, and he knows that. But, man, at the end of the day, this is a business. And you can only play basketball for so long. Yeah, definitely. I mean, for sure. But, you know, money talks. Like I said, you can't play this game forever.
All right, so you heard those comments. Gut feeling. Is he here or is he leaving?
I've been adamant. I feel like he's staying. That's just the way I feel it and the way that I think he views this situation. I think that if it's a matter of starting or coming off the bench, which I do not believe he is asked to be a starter, I don't think it's a contingency upon him staying. But if that is a topic of conversation, I feel like that's something that the Kings would be willing to have with him. But I think that it makes too much sense for him, his fit, his relationship with De'Aaron Fox, his relationship with Mike Brown, his relationship with the training staff, the coaching staff, the front office. I think that Malik Monk has just had a great run here in Sacramento, and one that I think owner Vivek Rana Dibe values very, very much so. I think that that's a priority for him as well, to keep Malik Monk. And there's going to be teams that are, for sure, that are going to probably offer more money than the Kings. And if that is what he's looking to do, to take the highest bidder, then yeah, maybe he leaves. But I think that there's going to be a couple more variables at play. And you know, the Kings won't be offering him peanuts by any means. They're going to be offering him more than a double in his current salary. He's going to be on a long-term contract, which I think Malik Monk has not had the luxury of being on a long-term contract during his NBA career. Of course, he's only 26 years old. So I feel like he's staying. I think a lot of people have taken the Fox quotes as an indicator that he's leaving. But the way that I've perceived that is De'Aaron Fox is a professional, and he's giving a very pro response, a very even-keeled response about someone who's a friend to him first and foremost, but also both guys who understand it's a business. Like, I think that we've seen a lot of players come and go over the years, and I think we've all learned over our years, you guys obviously many more years covering basketball than me, that it is a business. The first and foremost, the National Basketball Association is a business and is about making dollars. And I think it's not lost on any of these guys, and De'Aaron Fox as well, who will be up for a contract, either extension or renegotiation in a year or two from now. So I took it that way. I've always felt it's about 70-30, he's staying. And if he goes, the Kings are going to have a tough time to replace him. There's not really an easy way to replace what Malik Monk brought you. And that's kind of going to be – that could be really a dark cloud hanging over the organization just to begin the offseason if he does depart, because the money that they had – they could give to Malik Monk, they can't really give that to anybody else because of bird rights. They have, I think, the MLE, I think, which is about $12 million they can spend, or I'd have to look at it again at the tax sheet. But the Kings don't have a bunch of cap space, so keeping Malik Monk would be huge for this team, and I think he stays. But I mean, everyone has their, you know, interpretation of what's going to happen here.
So just to follow up, and I agree with you on the Fox comments. I think he doesn't want to put pressure on his buddy and say, oh, he should stay or this or that. It is a business, and it is about money. From a Kings point of view, though, would you agree? It's they have no control. They know what they can offer. They're going to offer it, and they're going to put it on the table and say, this is it. This is the max we can give you. It's really up to Orlando, Philadelphia, et cetera. But you think if he gets $400 somewhere else, you think he's gonna pass up $22 million to stay here?
It's hard. I mean, if it's that much, it's hard to say no, right? But yeah. I think when you look at the market, and Grayson Allen, I think the contract is being looked at very closely. They're different players, sure. And I think some people look at it and say, Grayson Allen's getting that much. Well, Malik Monk's going to get – well, Grayson Allen has been a very important player for the Phoenix Suns, and he's shooting nearly 50% from three. I mean, those players don't just fall off trees. Like, Grayson Allen as a three-point shooter is one of the top, I'd say, five shooters in the NBA right now, and he really fits in that offense. He's fit with a bunch of contending offenses. I think it's a fair fit for Malik Monk, who has been a dynamic playmaker off the bench, a streaky scorer, but when he's on, he's a microwave and can go for 30-plus points per game. I think that's a comparable contract. I think others in the industry have said that's a comparable contract, and maybe he gets more. But if someone wants to blow the Kings out of the water and throw him $100 million over four, it might be hard for the Kings to keep him. Yeah, but I'm still personally a little skeptical that they'll see much north of $100. But if it's about money, and that's the goal from Malik Monk, he'll take the most money. But if the Kings are close and they provide that comfortability that he's looking for, I think that the Kings could have as good a chance as anyone.
Frankie, that sure seems like that's going to be priority one for the front office in Malik, and that makes sense. What other areas would you think are important for this team to address, whether that's actual names or just things you think this team needs next year to make sure they're at least in that top six?
I think that they're trending the right way with the defense. I think that Keegan Murray's growth has been a strength to this team. I think Keon Ellis's emergence was probably, I'd say, the best storyline from the season when you look at it, take everything into account. I think Keon Ellis and the Demonte Sabonis double-double streak will be what we remember most about this year. But I think they could always use more versatile defenders that could match up and help the Kings in those situations like we saw against the Pelicans where the Kings struggled to get stops. And I couldn't really remember a stretch where they got consecutive stops on multiple possessions. It just didn't seem like it happened. So I think defense will continue to be a key for this team. They have some offensive weapons in Fox and Keegan Murray and Sabonis. I think that obviously a huge topic of conversation will be, can they upgrade a starter spot, whether it be Kevin Herter's spot or Harrison Barnes' spot. I think that they'll gauge the trade market and see what's going to be there for both of those players, because I feel like Harrison Barnes' spot as well, I think that he is somebody that could be helpful to a team or a contending team. But I think the Kings right now, where they are currently in their process, they need a little more out of that starting spot, whether that means Harrison Barnes stays and goes to a bench role or slides over and the Kings bring in another starter to start along the guys they already have. But I think that upgrading a starting spot needs to happen for a team that, when you look at it, they entered the year 1-8 in the rotation, identical to the team that entered training camp in 2022. And I'm not sure how many teams in the NBA did that went into training camp, same starting five and first year off the bench. I really don't know if there's any other team in the NBA that came into this year with that same roster. So I think turnover at this point is needed. They have their guys that I think they'd like to retain. I think that Trey Lyles is someone that they would like to keep off the bench, and Alex Len is someone I think would be intrigued to bring back in a bench role. But I think as far as big swing for the fence type moves, it's hard to predict when you don't know what's out there yet. And you also don't know because of the Kings' uncertainty with the draft pick. They now have a draft pick in this year's draft that they can trade on draft day. Will they try to look and move it, even though it's a weak draft? Or will they call up Atlanta and offer to take the protections off of this year and free up their ability to move future draft picks? We'll see. I've heard there are whispers that Atlanta would be intrigued about taking this year's draft pick. But, I mean, it's by no means a sure thing because of how many draft evaluators look at this year's draft as really a weak class. So a lot of areas the Kings can improve, but I think that they have their core guys to build around in Fox, Murray, and Sabonis. And after that, I think the Kings will have to trust Monty McNair, how he's made his moves before, been very calculated in this process. And it's been a while, so we'll see if he has something up his sleeve.
Frankie Carselli with us, Kings Insider. It took me, I haven't done this in a long time, I'm out of practice, but I did go to Tankathon while you were talking, and it took me 53 times, no joking, I was counting, to get the Kings out of the 13 spot in the simulated lottery. So let's just assume probably they're picking 13. Let's also assume they keep the pick. Now, what I'm not going to do, Frankie, 2 days after the season's over, is ask you about draft stuff. But eventually, we're all going to look. And I guess, I don't know if I want to say a bright side. If there's a upside, is that, look, stranger things have happened at number 13, so we're back in the lottery, which is a little bit of exciting stuff. There'll be summer league, blah, blah, blah. But yes, by most accounts with the scouts, you are correct. They say this is not a great draft, but you and I both know there will at least be a couple all-stars picked in this draft. Right now, Kyle Filipkowski from Duke, the center at 7 feet tall, is slated right around where the Kings pick. A few other names, including, and this guy's all over the board, he's at number 22 right now. Some have him in the second round. Some have him in the top 10, like our good friend Bobby Brackets, Bobby Gerald. Zach Edey. Let me just ask you, just on the surface, just for funsies, I think Zach Edey would fit in on this team, possibly next to a Domantas Sabonis. Would that be a bad fit?
I mean, if he's the player that you envision him to be, I'm not sure if that's a Chet Holmgren type that can't shoot as well from the perimeter. I mean, I think you mean like a shot blocker, just like a rim protecting like shot blocker.
Honestly, I feel like maybe I'm wrong here, but in watching Zach play, I feel like he is a more offensively gifted down low, less defensively gifted Walker Kessler, if that makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense. If that is who he could be, sure. I do agree that, maybe evaluators are saying this draft class is going to be weak, but I mean, the thing about scouts and talent evaluators is that they're wrong a lot of the time.
Hey, so Nikola Jokic got picked during a Taco Bell commercial, didn't he?
Yes, he absolutely did. Yeah. So to that extent, the Kings could pick someone at 13, 14 that ends up being a major piece of the rotation next year. I mean, you really never know. I think the way that Monty McNair uses his drafts, the way that he's drafted, though, they've brought in guys that they match up age-wise with this current core. I mean, you've seen the Davion Mitchells. I think Davion Mitchells, who was 21 on draft night, Colby Jones is 21 right now. Obviously, Keegan Murray was 21 or 22 when he came into the NBA. I'd be surprised if they brought in a project. If they do use that draft pick and they keep it, I'd be surprised if they brought in a project. And I guess to your point, Dave, Edie is not a project. I think he's 22 years old or 23 years old, maybe even. So would it be insane? Probably not. I mean, they might do some interesting things, especially if they keep that draft pick, because they kind of are in that limbo as far as they're not a team that's looking to rebuild. They're a team that's looking to add on to what already was nearly a playoff roster. So would they pick Edie at 13, 14? Might be a little high, but you never know what could happen.
Frankie, as far as their current roster too, I'm curious who you think has the chance to make the biggest leap, right? I mean, sometimes if you keep some of the guys and bring them back, you're hoping that there is a substantial leap, whether you think that's Keegan, Colby Jones, Keon, whoever it might be. Who do you think you believe could really make a jump in their level of play next year?
I think Keegan's the easy one to start with, because I'll just kind of throw him in there as someone who I was very impressed with seeing his shot creation off the dribble, his one-on-one game. I think that he was a spot-up and dribble handoff guy most of his rookie year. And this year he really did take a step forward as far as creating on his own. And his percentages dipped a little bit, but points per game went up and his volume went up. So I'm looking to see if he can continue to grow off that next year. But my guy is Colby Jones. Keep an eye on Colby Jones, who I think will probably play in summer league and get a lot of minutes there. He'll probably be a guy that will be in the mix for a rotation spot next year, unless the Kings make some moves, especially if Malik Monk departs. That kind of moves him up on that depth chart. So I'm looking at Colby Jones, a player who was a two-way threat, a guy who can knock down threes, rebound very well. I think there were some Josh Hart comps for him coming out of college. But he's someone the Kings really do. They need more players like that, more players that are versatile and can play both sides of the ball, like Keon Ellis and Keegan Murray showed this year. The Kings need guys like that. And Colby Jones, to me, was someone who looked good in stretch minutes in rotation near the end of the year, looked a little greener on the gills and was exposed a little bit in those late season games. But I think having another full summer under Mike Brown, that coaching staff, and another summer working with those guys that are going to be also in the mixed rotation spots could be good for the familiarity with this roster. But versatility is good, and he brings that, and he's young, under contract. So looking for Colby Jones to take some leaps next year.
Speaking of versatility, being young and under contract, Frankie Carnicelli,
yeah,
Kings insider, Sacktown Sports, joins us each and every week. Frankie, appreciate you. And, of course, we'll be talking to you throughout the summer. But in the meantime, enjoy today. Enjoy your trip to Cancun or wherever you're spending your off season. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. That's Frankie. We'll take a break when we come back. What to watch tonight? Yes, there are some sports. Also, the Denver Broncos unveil their new uniforms. Why am I mentioning that? I'm not a uniform guy, and this isn't Denver, but, dude, they look awesome.
Really?
They went old school. I really like it. I really, really like it. I'll show you during the break. And for you on the radio listening, there will be nothing of value for you in that comment, because you can't see anything. But that's why I'm a terrible radio host. We'll take a break. We'll come back with all the rest of that stuff now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sactown Sports.
Can I just say something? Let me say no. Usually things don't go well when I start out that way. Our content partners over at KCRA3, whom we love a ton, they're having their annual Sacramento Grilled Cheese Festival on Sunday.
You want in.
Let me tell you something here. The grilled cheese is amazing, right? And so, I'm trying to do this the right way. Okay, I want to be careful.
Grill the cheese the right way.
Here's what I'm saying. Okay, to get in, which includes like all the sandwiches, includes it. It's important to say you get grilled cheese with this, like unlimited sandwiches. It's $75.
Whoa, that's a lot of cheese.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a lot of cheddar.
And then I think, like $90 or $95. I know it's like 90 or so. It gets you a unlimited grilled cheese, beer, and wine tasting.
Oh, Gouda.
So what I'm saying is, like, you get to talk about a cool Sunday. I mean, it's 100 bones, but all day, all the grilled cheese and the beer and the wine.
I'd eat them.
Okay, so here's where I'm going here, and I also want to be careful. First off, it's a great event. I know they've sold it out in the past, right? Sounds like an amazing time, and I also want to be
dress
careful.
Sharp.
That you guys are actually doing really well, and I just want to pause. That's three really,
really
four.
Three.
Four.
Four.
That's a lot of cheddar. Mm-hmm. Gouda, dress sharp.
Eat them. The cheese.
Eat it. What is?
Isn't Edam a cheese?
Edam?
You're acting like a real Munster right now.
Love it. Does he have you on a string?
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Was that cheesy?
Hey, that's a nacho joke.
Do you think Red Velveeta's going to go? Red, like Kevin Herr, but instead of Red Velvet,
that was
Red
dumb. Velvet.
Okay, so, but can I say this?
What a dumb, stupid call.
You know who's got another really great event?
Who's that?
Country in the Parks coming up now. That amazing event, right? Why can't we have a grilled cheese festival? It is killing me. And this is no offense to any of our amazing people in promotions and all that. They do a wonderful job. Overworked, underpaid, they're the best.
I think it's on you to start one.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it kind of is. This has been a burn my butt for 20 years now. Like, I know, right? How do we not have a signature KHTK event? And I think part of the problem is like we always try to chase sports. Hey, let's do a Super Bowl thing. Let's do a, you know, you were the PD when we did a Sports Fest. Could not have been better organized. I mean,
but it was 9,000 degrees.
But it was 9,000 degrees, and I literally almost passed out interviewing Bonzi Wells. But that wasn't your fault.
Yeah.
But I feel like the mistake we make is, like, screw sports. I mean, not really, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it has to be sports. Like, why can't we put on a Creed show or do something musical? Why can't we have a grilled cheese festival, but not grilled cheese?
How about wings?
Wings. Arguably the biggest sports radio event in the country is the WIP Philadelphia Wing Bowl, right? Why can't we have a Wing Bowl? Why can't we be a stop on the barbecue tour and where they all bring out their barbecue trucks and they have a competition? It's brought to you by King's Search. Or I don't know. But what would be an equivalent? Like,
seems like we're a pretty big barbecuing community.
That's what I'm saying. You got like Rhythm and Ribs. You have the thing up at Sparks. Nevada, they do every year.
Chili,
100%. I'll enter. I don't care. Yes, we could have like the station, and we don't. It doesn't have to be about us. I just think we should put it on every year. So I think we should take this moment and all brainstorm and come up with like, okay, so you have grilled cheese that's taken, right? So chili, ribs, barbecue in general. What would be a grilled cheese equivalent that it's just universally loved except for people that are allergic?
Tacos.
Taco Fest. Well, all the best tacos. Then you have Best Taco Award, and you have all the taco places everywhere. You can't go wrong with tacos. Everyone likes tacos except people that don't. Screw them.
They're not invited.
Yes, guys, Bagel Fest would go crazy.
Everything.
Seven KHDK Bagel Fest. Dave is extra thirsty for a press pass to the event. Well, I mean, find the why.
Donuts?
Donuts? I feel like, yeah. It's a morning event. Hey, JR.
I give zero fondues.
God dang it. That's like, that's 12 cheese puns.
Hey, that $85, is it? Also pay for your plumbing you're going to need help on the next morning.
just a watermelon.
Knotted up.
Just a world knotted up. Two balls, one strike.
I'm even laughing at my own joke on that.
What
about your favorite food that you always are shoving in your mouth that always has pictures of you doing it?
What, Nutri-Grain bars? Oh, popcorn.
Popcorn festival.
I just don't. Are people going to roll out and be like, let's celebrate? I want all the. I mean, maybe.
Flavor. You get all these flavors. Jason Ross knows how to dish up a good popcorn on. That's what he always brings to Super Bowl parties.
That's right.
Here comes Jason with his $5 popcorn bag.
With his grilled cheese popcorn.
I feel like, guys, I feel like we might be onto something with. There's probably a Taco Fest, right?
Probably.
I don't think there is. You guys got a lot of taco. You got some professional guys like Adam. I forget the Adam's last name with the S. He does that whole.
Adam Saldana. Yes.
Yeah.
Benzino's Tacos.
You got names and numbers. Hey, you're a terrible radio host, but you have really good connections.
That is absolutely on my resume.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Jared. Yeah, I think we're on to something.
You have a popcorn pit you can jump in. The kids can jump in.
That's sanitary.
Yeah.
Gross.
Greasy for life.
Whee!
Here's the
Where is he? He's at the bottom.
He's in the caramel pit. Oh, he's in the buttered pit.
That's sticky.
I like that because you could make it a whole thing. You could have a beer garden where you grow the beer. You could have like different, let's make it a whole cultural thing. Like you could have music, dancing, things.
Come for the things.
Tons of ideas that I have that I'm afraid to say because I don't know if it's problematic. But, yes, KHTK Taco Fest 2024, perhaps 5. Because you got to plan it out. You got to work?
Probably.
And that's it. There's our event. Taco Fest.
Now, that's what I call a taco.
That's what I'm. You know what? I'm marching right down. To our event planners, our lovely event staff, promotions people, and said, what about Taco Fest? And I got to be honest with you. I am 100% looking forward to all the reasons why we can't do it. But I will push because I know it's what you always get hit with. Well.
Headwinds.
No, we're not having Turkey Sausage Fest.
Turkey sausage.
Turkey sausage.
Or you have the other one? No, damn it. I don't know who this is, but let's unscreen him. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks. Let me bring this back to basketball if I can.
Okay.
I was surprised Frankie didn't say anything about this, but Valanciunas is a free agent.
Oh, is that who you want?
That's who I want.
Okay.
And that's who I want Sabonis to bring here, just like I wanted Fox to bring Monk here. Mm-hmm. And those are our four veterans. Keegan, Davion, Keon, are the developing players. But you put Valanciunas on this team, and we don't lose to New Orleans.
Wait, you put who on this team?
Valanciunas.
Oh, I thought you said Altoonis. I didn't know that was. Yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know how really.
No, no, no. You got it. Whether you put him on this team or you just take him off of the Pelicans, yeah, it's a big deal.
Exactly. And so you do two things at once. And I think he's coming here. I do think he's coming here. And thus, the food festival to have would be whatever the hell they eat in Lithuania.
Lithuanian lasagna.
Yeah.
I personally, would be all over a lasagna fest, but I don't think a lot of other people would.
The cheese is binding.
What about, you know, the guy who interviews all the people with the chicken wings?
Oh, yeah.
What if we had a spicy? Yeah. Mm. Mm.
Gumbo.
Oh, you know what's so funny you said that? I was just going to say, let's do a muffaletta festival, but no one will. A lot of people will mistake that.
A lot of will miss it.
So tired of you.
I'm going to punch you.
Magic at Cavs, Sixers at
Who
Knicks.
Who cares?
Lakers at Nuggets.
I'm not watching.
Oh, hey. Hey. Oh, Nugget Fest.
Yeah?
Hey, Nuggets.
How about, well, never mind.
Who doesn't like a Nugget?
Lakers.
Lakers, yeah, that's a good point.
Chicken fingers?
What if we just
say it that way?
What if we just did Chicken Fest?
Yeah.
You could have chicken, whole chicken, rotisserie chicken, chicken fingers, chicken nuggets, chicken wings,
chicken strips,
tacos,
chicken pizza,
live chickens,
chicken popcorn, all the things we talked about,
all the things, chicken flavored popcorn,
yeah.
And then every year we have a signature contest within the event. It is who can make the tastiest chicken dessert. Because
mm-hmm.
How are you going to make a dessert involving chicken?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. I'll bet you it's something involving the skin, crisping the skin with sugar on it or something.
Yeah.
Chicken ice cream?
What?
I don't know. Mets and Giants, A's at Yankees. We'll take a break when we come back.
Need one.
Let's run both Chicken Fest and Taco Fest by our guys.
Okay.
Siles and Watkins, join us next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for the news of the day.
The latest headlines, the biggest stories, hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
And now,
here's Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross.
Hey, oh, all right, hey.
Turn it up.
Reunited, it feels okay.
Yeah.
Just give us a round of applause is what you're doing right
That's
now.
That's right.
We used to do that in third grade. Mrs. Withers say, hey, round of applause.
Round of applause.
Breaking news, please. Chris Rallad, I know you're doing a bunch of things here, but we have a little bit of not really breaking news.
When it breaks, we have it first.
It's Sacktown Sports Breaking News.
During the break, as promised, I did walk down to our event planning staff room. I won't use Sounds any official. Names, but headed up by one of my favorite people in the world. And turns out this person was already listening, which I love to hear that when people that work here actually listen. I really do, especially when there's choices.
Mm-hmm.
We know you love your country.
Yes.
But, you know, we appreciate it when you listen to us. And the response was an immediate, I love it. An immediate, I love the idea. And we even expanded on it. Like, okay, so we were talking before you guys got here. We got to get a KCK signature event. Mm-hmm. There's a grilled cheese festival our friends at KCRA are putting on this weekend. It's like $75, but you get all the grilled cheese, and like $95 gets you the grilled cheese and the wine and the beer. Like, what a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I've been. It's really fun.
I've heard, and I think they've sold it out many times before.
Is it a competition?
I don't know,
okay.
Honestly.
Just different grilled cheeses.
Right. And so we were kind of thinking, okay, well, do we do, like, we thought about a chicken festival where you could do, like, whole chicken, rotisserie chicken, fingers, wings, nuggets, you know, whatever. But I think Chris's idea of Taco Fest, where it's just, I mean, first off, they've got the trucks already. It's a taco truck. So you bring in all the trucks and then you can have the restaurants come in and everybody rolls around and samples tacos all day. And then you eventually have like the best taco in Sacramento. And
That's
then
right.
somebody online actually put in, I think, a really good idea. You have a taco thing, you have a beer garden, and then we should also do corn. Who doesn't like corn on the cob or elote? You don't like corn on the cob? Come
no.
on, man. Oh,
that's a new one.
Who doesn't? I what?
That. I didn't know.
I'm that. Not a fan of elote.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
I don't like mayonnaise on my corn.
What?
I don't like mayonnaise on my corn.
It's not just mayonnaise.
They don't always do mayonnaise.
And they don't. I mean, classically they do. What? Yes.
Yeah. I love the idea.
Yeah.
Tell you what. You know, I can dust off some of my taco skills. I'll run a truck and I'll also MC it. And for you, I'll do it free of charge.
I mean,
wow.
There you go.
It's done.
Can we please remember that Alan Stiles said he would MC KHDK Taco Fest free of charge?
Free of charge. Mm-hmm. I heard it.
I
heard
love it. Because you know who would not MC it?
Me.
Yeah, exactly. But I will eat at it. Mm-hmm. 100%.
1,000%. I'll judge it.
Chris, you used to work in promotions.
I
How
did,
easy
yeah.
will this be to pull off?
Not easy.
Come on, Chris.
But we did used to do a tamale and touchdown festival.
Wow.
That was great. It was great.
That
it was
sounds
phenomenal.
Awesome.
Yeah, everyone loved it.
Why did we stop?
Ran out of touchdowns.
Yeah, you're going to
Yeah.
Remember the touchdown shortage.
I feel like tacos are universal. And you know what else we could do? We'll have to find somebody to come in. Dessert tacos.
Well, that's the thing about tacos,
choco
right?
Tacos.
Now you got fusion.
Choco tacos.
Now you have some Asian tacos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now you have different tacos.
Yes.
So everyone is included.
That's 100% right. Pad Thai taco, I'm here for it 100%.
Sure.
Croissant taco, sign me up, bruv. Mm-hmm.
Soul food taco.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They actually do make those.
I know.
Are you kidding?
Taco.
Yeah.
What would be on that?
Well, there's collard greens.
Of course.
Obviously,
so that's kind of your lettuce.
Fried chicken.
Yes, the chicken.
Whatever else you want to
put. Oh, my God. Oh, would that, what about like a sweet potato, like what's the Indian, the sauce? Not a curry, the
marsala?
No, like you dip the samosas in it.
I know what you're talking about.
Chutney.
Yes.
Like a sweet potato chutney.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's make it happen.
Happy birthday
in June.
By Crumble Cookies. Crumble Cookies. We can have a Crumble Cookie taco.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's go.
Oatmeal raisin.
Yeah, shoot the ball the right way.
What?
Okay. Celebrity birthday.
Happy birthday today to Jack.
Taco.
The Ripper.
Arlo.
Nicholson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Ooh. Oh, this is going to hurt. Jack Nicholson is 85.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think he's somewhere around
there. I think he's 83.
82.
Might actually be older.
He's 85 last year. He's 86 now.
Might be right.
Christopher Lott is closest.
88.
87.
Ooh.
Jack Nicholson. Happy birthday to Marshawn Lynch.
You weren't going to do Marshawn.
Over and over.
Is there another Marshawn?
Lattimore.
Oh, great point. Marshawn Lynch is 38.
That sounds good. He played for a while, so you're probably right, but I'll go 37.
I think he retired younger than you would think. I'll say he just turned 36.
I'm going to say 39.
We have a correct answer. It's Carmichael Dave, 38.
Wow.
Sacktown Sports Tendy Fest, if we go with the chicken.
Ooh. We can have the guy who threw it, right? Who threw the tendy?
He opens the festival.
Yes.
No. The throwing of the
ceremony.
Wing.
Ceremony.
He's banned.
We can have Kevin Harlan there. That'd be great.
It's a chicken
it's
wing.
It's a chicken wing.
It's tender. It's juicy. I was talking about you.
Yeah, thank you. Happy birthday, Harry.
Giles.
Styles. Yes.
Ah, not Styles, yeah, but Giles. Harry Giles.
I wonder if they're the same age.
He is 20. Oh, he's one of two. He's 27.
Or 26.
Yeah, exactly. 26. He's 26 or 27. I think he's 27, but he's probably 26.
28.
No way.
Or 25.
No chance,
25,
maybe.
26, 27, 28. We have a correct answer.
Yeah, I bet we do.
Come on!
Where?
Styles
where
are knows Giles.
Where are we?
Styles knows Giles.
Wow. Styles and Giles.
Let's see.
Look out.
We'll see you later,
look out, buddy.
Let's end with...
Show writes itself.
Happy birthday, Jeff Hostetler, from the Raiders quarterback.
Oh, Haas.
I like
Haas.
That you looked at your list, and that's the one that you
got. Haas is 60. He's 65. Pretty old.
63.
69. No chance.
67.
Nice. We have a correct answer.
That's right, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Styles knows Hostetler. hey, any chance?
63.
Any chance you guys talking Kings today?
Yeah.
Kings.
Maybe even some Malik Monk, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Malik Monk, Mike Brown, Sam Amick, friend of
did
the
you see
show.
Some of that athletic stuff that came
a lot
out
of it.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
do,
right.
Do me a quick favor. We didn't have time today. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. Could you guys hold off? So it's like we can talk about first.
That's funny. Maybe. We are working on, no confirmation, but we're working on getting De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis their live pressers.
Oh, wow.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, cool. And for tomorrow's show, we are working on Barack Obama and Tiger Woods.
No.
We'll update you tomorrow. But for Chris Verlade and Frankie and Jason and these guys, thank you. Fastest growing show in the world is next. Bye-bye now.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.